From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We don't often hear about it in this country, but Mexico is facing an epidemic of violence against women. Over the past couple of years, hundreds of women have been murdered. Take the state of Mexico, near Mexico City. 223 women have been killed there alone. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has our story, and we should say before we begin, the story has some graphic depictions.
13-year-old Angela Solange wanted to be a policewoman. Her father, Longino Rodriguez, says she was impressed by the uniforms.
She liked the way they looked. You know, she was very social. She was very happy all the time. Of course, she had a temper. She would blow up all of a sudden. But she was very friendly, and I think that's why her trust was abused.
I speak to her parents in a quiet, bird-filled courtyard in the local sports club where they both work in the city of Chimalhuacan. On March 22nd last year, they tell me Angela was walking home from her evening self-defense class. Somewhere along the normally 10-minute journey home, she was picked up by a state police officer. They say he took her to a hotel, raped her, and then swore her to silence. Her family only found out a few days later when his girlfriend called them to accuse 13-year-old Angela of having an affair with him. At first, Angela lied, scared to tell her parents what had happened. But then she told them how he had offered her a ride in his police car. Up until then, she thought nothing bad could happen to her at the hands of a cop. Her parents filed a complaint. At first, the system worked. The policeman was sent to jail pending trial. Angela's mother, Patricia, still refers to her daughter in the present tense. She talks in short bursts, in between trying to hold back her tears.
La gente, por miedo, no denuncia. Bueno, en primer lugar, porque es mujer, es mi hija.
Because they are afraid, people don't file a complaint. I did it because she's a female and she's my daughter. If it were to happen again, I'd do it again, because it's not right. They took advantage because she's a girl. She's just growing up. And they thought they could do what they wanted.
But the family's ordeal was just beginning. They say the policeman's girlfriend then began showing up at Angela's school, issuing threats. And then, 3 days before she was to testify against the policeman, Angela disappeared.
It was Sunday. She left here at about 5:30. She said she was going to do some homework for school because she had exams that week. We got home about 9 p.m. We found the TV on, and we thought she might have stepped out to get a book or something from the paper shop. After an hour, we realized she was not coming back.
In a photo that her family pasted on flyers over the next few days, Angela looks fresh-faced, with shoulder-length brown hair and metal-rimmed glasses. She has a shy smile. Her last few hours, though, were lived in horror. An autopsy showed she was gang-raped, violated in every orifice, beaten, and then finally strangled. Chimalhuacan is one of a string of soulless, poverty-stricken cities on the edge of the capital with names like Ecatepec and Valle del Chalco. Here, the streets are jammed with garbage trucks from the nearby dump. The houses look like they've been gnawed by feral creatures. Cinder blocks and corrugated roofs jut out at odd angles. Marco Antonio Lázaro is the mayor of Chimalhuacan.
20 years ago, this city didn't have the inhabitants it does today. It's grown exponentially. Here there are 200,000 people without running water. Only 20% of the streets are paved.
The mayor says many of the people who live here come from all over the country to work in the capital. So Chimalhuacan is a jumble of rootless, displaced people of different cultures where sometimes a dozen family members live in one room, eking out a living.
The people from here are known as the washers because they clean the bathrooms in the capital. If you come here at 4 a.m., you'll see buses filled with janitors heading to work. The people here do the lowest level jobs in Mexico City.
And Chimalhuacan, along with other cities in the state of Mexico, is facing now a worrying phenomenon. Women and girls are being violently killed here. 118 women were murdered in the state of Mexico last year. 14 this January alone, and it has the women in this community worried. Ana Maria Romero has a clothing shop in front of Angela Solange's old school. She's just closing up for the day and has her two daughters with her. One is Angela's age.
We are frightened with the insecurity here. I don't even let my daughter go to the store alone because we are really scared.
She says she was almost accosted one day recently when walking with a friend.
A black pickup stopped, and inside were three guys, and they were shouting to each other, "Grab them, man, grab them." There wasn't a police patrol we could go to for help, and I was very afraid.
It's training day at the rundown police headquarters in Chimalhuacan. New recruits, taken mainly from the surrounding areas, are marched up and down, while others have their pictures taken for IDs. Telesforo Garcia is the local director of public security here. He agrees that there is simply not enough police to adequately patrol the neighborhoods.
We have about 275 police for a population of 700,000 people, which is about a third of what the United Nations recommends.
On the wall of the station is a flyer showing the name and picture of yet another young girl gone missing. There are many rumors on the streets about who is killing the women and why. Gangs, serial killers. Officer Garcia and most of the officials I speak to place the blame on the social breakdown of families, poverty, and ignorance.
We are doing what we can. We've bought more police cars and hired more police.
As well as putting special offices in place staffed with psychologists. Back at the sports center, Angela's parents continue her story. After her brutal murder, there was even more indignity to come. Although Angela's body was discovered dumped in a neighboring municipality, her family did not find out what happened to her for 3 months. Despite putting up flyers and alerting the authorities, Angela was buried in a pauper's grave. It was finally a state human rights official who helped them get their daughter back. Angela's parents believe people linked to Angela's rapist killed their daughter to stop her from testifying.
My son cries when he sees my daughter's picture. He remembers her. He can't forget the girl with whom he played, with whom he fought, with whom he did everything. We are all feeling the loss now.
The Special Attorney General in charge of violence against women for the state of Mexico is Patricia Martinez-Kranz. She said Angela's body was misidentified during the autopsy, leading to what she called the confusion over her burial. She also said that her state and her country did not have a problem with the killings of women. She says a minimum die after being sexually assaulted in her state, though 50%, she admits, do show signs of some physical abuse.
It's a myth that I would like to talk about. Everybody thinks that the murder of women here implies stalking, harassment. Then they kill her, mutilate her, rape her. No, no, that's an idea we ought to get rid of, at least in the state of Mexico, and I would dare say that in all the country, that is not true.
She says most of the murders of women in her state have been resolved. This ad is running on radio stations here, touting the publication of a new countrywide law that seeks to protect women against violence. It's an acknowledgement that violence affects women across all social classes and across all states. The mayor of Chimalhuacan admits that the authorities up until now have not been responsive enough.
The government at all levels has to pay attention to the people. That's the real problem. If people go and complain and all they receive is indifference, then people won't go. There is real impunity for those who commit crimes.
The killers of Angela have not yet been found. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Chimalhuacan, Mexico.